Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everybody, wherever and whenever you're listening to this, and welcome to episode 4 of A View from the Wood. So, today we have 5 brand new people with us on our podcast. We have AJ.
Hi there.
We have Cody.
Hi.
We have Lucas.
Hi.
We have Ellie.
Hi.
And we have Amy.
Hi.
And these 5 are joining me today to talk about all things Christmas. We are recording this on Christmas Jumper Day. The school is looking pretty cool with all the Christmas decorations, so we thought we would make this episode all about Christmas. That sound okay, guys?
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Right, I thought we would start off today, because it's Christmas Jumper Day, and you're all looking cool in your Christmas jumpers, we're going to have a think about what Christmas Jumper Day actually is and why we do it. So, why do we do Christmas Jumper Day? Who can tell me why we actually do it?
Every year we do it so that we can bring in donations for different charities and like homeless shelters and stuff.
Good, and who's our charity this year? Who are we donating to this year?
Save the Children and the School Fund.
Good, so it's for Save the Children. So obviously we do loads of charity work in school. Why do we do so much charity work in school? Why is it so important, do you think, to do charity work? Not just for people in maybe this country, but anywhere else as well.
Maybe to help people in need.
Yeah, so it's to help people in need, and particularly at this time of year, it's a difficult time for people all around the country and all around the world, isn't it? There's lots of things like food banks, there's lots of things like people needing help with their heating bills, particularly at the moment. So there's loads of people needing help around the world, isn't there? Why is it so important that we do our bit, do you think? Why do schools in particular do so much fundraising? What do you think, KJ?
Maybe because 9 out of 10 times it's a lot of children in orphanages or like charity works that we're helping.
Good, yeah. Yep, it could be very similar children to us in another country. Just think about, we spoke about Ukraine on the podcast before. It could be people like that who did just have a completely normal life and all of a sudden have had everything taken away from them. So it's nice to almost realise the nice things that we have. And I think that's why it's good to do charity work and why we do these things. Now, we're going to have a wee think about kind of Christmas and the holiday season in general. So, what do the holidays actually mean to you guys, the kind of festive time of year? What does it actually mean to each of you? So I'm going to go around each of you and have a wee think what it kind of means to you. When you say holidays, what does it mean to you?
Just being able to see like my family and stuff.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, isn't it? What about you, Cody?
It makes me feel good. And it makes me think of my family.
Good. Why do you think you get that nice feeling around this time of year? You do? Why do you think that is?
Just because of all the presents and joy that goes around.
Yeah, good. What about you, Lucas?
It makes me feel relaxed and joyful.
It is. It's quite a nice time of year to just chill out, stick the telly on and get your feet up with your family, isn't it? What about you, Ellie?
It makes me get excited because every Christmas, like, it makes me think of Christmas or Easter. I don't know why, but because I see my family in Christmas.
Yeah. What about you, Amy?
It makes me feel like happy because I like seeing all my family and
Yeah, lots of you, in fact pretty much everybody there said family, and that is the thing that's kind of associated with Christmas, isn't it? You get to see all your family, maybe family you don't see for the rest of the year, because even you guys, your lives will probably be getting busier, won't they? You've got more stuff going on, you've got clubs, you've got your pals, you've got your PlayStations. Things are getting busier, aren't they? And sometimes it's quite a nice time of year to just stop and think about seeing your family and just slowing down a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I quite like how a lot of the time the World Cup's on
football. Yeah.
Because you get to like celebrate that on Christmas Day.
This has been a good time of year, hasn't it? Because obviously this is the first time they've had the World Cup at this time of year in ever, I think. And it's actually been quite nice. When it was coming around, I was like, oh, I like the World Cup in the summer because the sun's out and stuff like that. But it's actually been quite nice going home in the dark nights and being able to watch the football. It's been quite good, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, how do we find the holidays then? You get your 2 weeks off coming up very soon. How do you guys find them? Do you enjoy them? Is there parts where you wish you were back at school or back with your mates? How do you find them then? Any thoughts? What do you think, Cody?
I think it feels good and also fun since you get to play in the snow and all that.
Yeah, good, and hopefully we'll get some snow. Any other thoughts?
It makes me feel just better that we get a lot of time off school.
Yeah, that kind of time to chill out again and almost recharge your batteries. Do you think everybody finds the Christmas holidays a good time?
No,
maybe
not.
Possibly not, no. So, yeah, what do you think?
Maybe some people like the homeless because it would be a lot colder than it would usually be for them.
Yeah, and again, going back to the charity work we do in school, it's possibly not quite so happy a time for everybody. And the fact that we have happy times at Christmas is something we kind of should try and remember. What do you guys get up to during the holidays? Tell me the kind of things you usually do during the holidays. And what do you get up to, Lucas, usually?
I always help out in the farm, and sometimes I have to move stuff that can't be moved by any other things.
Yeah, so you've got a kind of busy, almost like a, not unique because there obviously are other farmers, but you've got quite an interesting time. So tell us about some of the things you might have to do around this time, because obviously the weather getting cold for you is quite different to the weather getting cold for other people. So what kind of things do you need to do?
We need to try stop the pipes from getting frozen and make sure the animals have tons of water and food.
Yeah, because, I mean, their water's obviously lying outside in troughs and it could freeze. It's like -5 today, isn't it? So that's obviously really important. What do you do with their food to kind of keep that from freezing?
We keep it in our room where it's quite warm, so we don't have to go out and try and break it apart.
Right, do you like getting up and doing your stuff in the mornings when it's -5?
No.
But that's kind of part of the whole farm thing, isn't it? What about everybody else? What do you guys get up to during the holidays, Ellie?
I go on holiday normally around January, and I go to Tenerife most of the time with my mum and my aunties and cousins.
Good. Lucky you. How long is it you're going for?
A week.
Lucky you. I wish I was going to Tenerife. What about you, Amy? What do you usually get up to?
Nothing really. I just, most really Christmassy thing I do is like on Christmas morning or...
Yeah, just chilling out. That's what most people do. What about you, Cody?
Most of the time I usually just chill in the house, but when it snows, I go outside with my wee sister and play in it.
Good, excellent. What about you, AJ?
Usually around Christmas time, I keep changing like my Christmas list.
Right, okay.
And a lot of the time, I'll go out on like snowy days on the sledges or the quads and stuff.
Good, excellent. It was almost threatening to snow this morning, so you never know. We might get a wee bit over the weekend. So, we're going to come back to that point we had earlier. We're going to go on to Christmas dinner. So, tell me what your ideal Christmas dinner is. What is your plate that you make up on Christmas Day? What are you putting on it then? Lucas, go for it.
I have a bit of steak pie, turkey, and for my dessert, I normally have a trifle and pudding.
Good, what about you, Ellie?
I'm picky, so normally chips and pasta.
What about you, Amy?
I'm picky as well. I just don't know really. My gran just makes it all when she's...
Is that all right? What about you, Cody?
We usually go down to my grand's, but we all my cousins, Jackson, Lily, Natasha and Layla. Good. And we're talking to turkey, we're talking to chicken, pigs in blankets, mashed tatty, gravy and all that. And then for dessert we have like cakes and trifles and all that.
Good, what about you, AJ?
I usually have a steak pie and some roast beef.
Right.
But with the roast beef we have applesauce and pigs in blankets.
Nice. So, tell me, absolute favourite part of your Christmas dinner. You can have one thing. If you are only allowed one thing for Christmas dinner, what are you having?
Probably a steak pie.
A steak pie? What would your one thing, Cody?
Probably chicken with gravy.
Just a big pile of chicken? What about you, Lucas?
Steak pie, same as AJ.
Steak pie as well, Ellie.
Mine's just the dessert. I normally have chocolate fudge cake and ice cream.
Nice, what about you, Amy? Your one thing, if you're having one thing for Christmas dinner.
Probably my dessert.
Your dessert as well. My one thing are the pigs in blankets. I would just have a mountain of those and nothing else. And controversially, I would have Brussels sprouts as well. Who likes the Brussels sprouts?
Me. No.
No? Mm-hmm. Have you tried them?
Yeah. I tried that a few years ago at my grand's, but I didn't like it.
Number one dessert then. So you guys have said dessert. What is your dessert that you're having? So you said fudge cake, Ellie. What's your dessert you're having then, Amy?
Like a little like pastry and chocolate in the middle.
Oh, very nice. What about you, Lucas? What's your dessert?
Sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, Cody.
It's usually a chocolate fudge cake or a strawberry cake.
Oh, very nice, AJ. What's your number one?
Just like a tub of Mars bar ice cream.
A tub of Mars bar ice cream. Good, right. This is probably the most controversial question I'm going to ask you then. Or set of questions. Quality Street or Rosie's?
Quality Street.
Everybody? Yeah. I'm Quality Street as well. Right, okay. Celebrations or Miniature Heroes?
Celebrations.
Right, what about all four of them then?
Celebrations.
Quality Street.
Miniatures. So we've got Celebrations, Miniatures Celebrations. Quality Street. Celebrations. Interesting, I'm Quality Street as well, but I watched a programme the other night that said the first year Celebrations came out, they overtook Quality Street and Roses after about 60 years. Right. Hands up, who's tried a Ferrero Rocher?
Oh.
Right, would you rather have a Ferrero Rocher or, like, we'll see one of those Lindor chocolates, the kind of wee ball things that you get? Would you have a Ferrero Rocher or one of those wee Lindor balls?
Lindor.
Ferrero Rocher.
You'd have Ferrero Rocher? I'd probably go Lindor. Favourite ever advent calendar you've had then?
Maltese
or truffle. A Maltese or truffle, yeah. What about you, Lucas?
I got one with tools in it.
Oh, cool. Very cool. We've got one in the staff room at the moment. It's got like loads of wee stationary things in it. It's quite cool.
I used to go fishing, so I had like lines and hooks in mine.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. I've never even heard of that type before, yeah, Ellie.
Mine is also Malteser.
Yeah. What about you, Amy?
I don't know.
Don't know. I've got a Thornton's one this year, and it is fantastic. I'm loving it. It was a wee one of those wee pearls this morning. It was brilliant. Right. Not quite as controversial, but I'll see what your answers are. Favourite Christmas film of all time. So, I'll give you a wee second to think about this one, because it's a big, big statement just to say what your favourite Christmas film is. You can't just blurt these things out, right, Amy? What's yours?
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles. What about you, Ellie?
The Grinch, or the Christmas Chronicles.
The Grinch, okay, Lucas.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2, good. Cody?
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2 as well?
Polar Express.
Polar Express. Mine is one of these controversial ones. Mine is Die Hard, which obviously is an older film and people say it's not a Christmas film, but I think it is a Christmas film. That's one of my favourites. What's the worst? Because there's a lot of bad ones out there. What do you think is the worst Christmas film or your least favourite anyway? What's your code of your hand was straight up?
Shrek or Grinch?
Right, okay, don't go be you, Lucas.
I'll have to agree on Cody with Shrek.
Shrek, yeah. Anyway, what do you think, Ellie?
Home Alone 3 or 4.
Yeah, I've never seen Beyond 3. 1 and 2 were really good with Macaulay Culkin. 3 was okay, 4 kind of fell away a bit, didn't it? What about you, AJ?
I'm not a fan of, what's it called? Did you see the one with Jack Frost in it?
Well, there's one called Jack Frost.
Yeah.
The one where he turns into a snowman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that one.
I'm not a fan of it.
What about you, Amy?
I don't know why, I just don't like cartoon Christmas films.
Uh-huh.
They annoy me.
Fair enough, that's alright. They're allowed to be annoyed by them. So, now obviously Christmas, for some people, you get presents. It's not all about that, but have a wee think. What is the best Christmas present you've ever got? Or, what is the Christmas present you would most like to get? Has anybody got any thoughts? I can still remember the best Christmas present I ever got. So I'll tell you that, Lucas.
I remember when I was 5, my dad got me a pool cue.
Oh, cool. Excellent, yeah. What about you, Cody? You think?
I'm thinking maybe... I don't actually know.
That's alright, AJ.
2 years ago, my dad got me a 50cc dirt bike.
Oh, cool.
I used to go around a big track on it.
Oh, excellent. Cool. What about you, Ellie?
Probably my best one I've got is probably my mum telling me that she was going to have... I'm
going to
have a wee sister.
Oh, excellent. That's nice. And what about you, Amy?
I don't really know.
You don't know? I'll tell you mine. I think I was about 7 or 8 years old, and it was this thing. It was called Space Rocket or Space Pod or something like that. And it was just a thing that had a rocket and just made noises. But I remember I played with it all day, every day for about 6 months. That was by far my favourite Christmas present. It was before iPads and phones or anything like that, and it was my favourite present. Okay, another controversial one then. Your favourite Christmas song. So I think I know what mine is, and it only came out last year. Who's got a favourite Christmas song then? Or even a favourite Christmas carol, I suppose. What do you think, Lucas?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls. What about you, Jay?
The one that's sung in the Grinch. You really are a mean one.
Oh, yeah, yep. Anyway, do you get any other favourite Christmas songs? Or any Christmas songs that really, really annoy you? You think of any ones that come on the radio and you think, oh, not again.
There's a SpongeBob Christmas song that came, it was one of the first songs that came out, and it's just really squeaky and annoying.
Oh, right, okay, yep.
I'm not a fan of Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Mine is probably, I think it was Elton John and Ed Sheeran did one last year, and they just called it Christmas Time. I really liked it.
I heard that.
Yeah, it was quite a good song, yeah. So, very best thing about Christmas for you then. What is your absolute best thing about Christmas. So we spoke about the presents, and the films, and the chocolate, and the food, and seeing your friends, seeing your family, snow. What's the best thing that is what you want more than anything else for Christmas? Yep, Lucas.
Waking up and getting to see my family.
Yeah, that kind of, that Christmas morning feeling good. What about you, Cody?
I can agree on Lucas for this one. Christmas morning feeling and waking up to see loads of family.
Good, yeah, what about you, Ellie?
The same as Lucas and Cody.
Yeah, that kind of, with that Christmas morning, Amy, what about you?
Kind of the same.
Yeah, AJ?
Every year I wake up to my mum jumping on my bed.
Alright, that's kind of the opposite way around. Yeah, good. Excellent. So, Christmas is going to come and then it's going to go and then we've got the new year. So in the new year, people tend to make resolutions, which obviously is with something you say, right, I'm going to do this year, or I'm going to stop doing that this year. So has anybody got any New Year resolutions in mind just now? Obviously we're a few weeks away, but has anybody got any ideas or thoughts about what they do might do for New Year resolution, Cody?
At New Year, my mum, my wee sister and me all camp in her room, or yesterday. Maybe you're supposed to stay up to midnight.
Good, so that's kind of your plans. What's everybody else's plans? We'll come back to resolutions in a wee minute. What are your plans for New Year's then? So Ellie, you said, is it the 31st you're away?
Yeah.
Well, so you're obviously going to be in the sun enjoying it. Anybody get any other nice things they do at New Year's? Because obviously it changes as a wee bit as you get older and stuff, Lucas.
I'll go up to my auntie's in Perth and stay there for full January.
Oh cool, lucky you. Yep, AJ.
I usually stay up with my mum and dad and stuff, and we always just like carry on, play a game called Stop the Bus.
Right, okay.
And it's always just so much fun.
How does Stop the Bus go?
Like, there's like five categories, and someone says a letter, and everyone has to get something in that category.
Oh, right, okay, good, good. Amy, what do you get up to usually?
I don't really know.
That's alright. That's okay. So, who's got a resolution then? Something you're going to do or say you're going to do in the new year or not do? Stop doing maybe, AJ?
I'm going to try and stop biting my nails, but I don't think it'll happen.
That's quite a common one. If somebody bites their nails, they're going to try and stop it. Has anybody else got a good New Year's resolution? What about you, Lucas?
I agree with AJ, stop trying to bite nails.
Do you bite your nails as well, do you, Ellie? What about you?
To try and work harder on horse riding.
Good, so you're kind of working your horse riding skills, Cody. Do you get anything you... Right, I want to do this next year. Anything you'd really want to do?
Probably go on holiday this week.
That's quite a good resolution. I think I might do that one as well. What about you, Amy? You get any New Year resolution?
To try and concentrate more.
That's a good one, yeah. And we'll probably do that in January. We'll think of some ones that we can do with in school. So, we're just going to come back to one thing that's not very Christmassy, and then we'll wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We've been doing something called Emotion Works in school this year, where we've done like kind of all the cogs, and you might have seen in the playground today, there's all the new cogs up on the wall, yeah? So obviously Emotion Works is going through everything you guys will experience, the words you understand, the behaviours, the intensity. We looked at influences and stuff like that the other day, we looked at triggers. How are you finding Emotion Works in general in the school? Because this is the first kind of year we've really brought it in. Are you enjoying it? Finding it kind of useful, what do you think?
I was quite enjoying it. Like, we were getting to read stories instead of do maths.
Yeah, the wee stories are quite good though, aren't they? Because for our listeners, we've been reading stories that are directed maybe at younger children, but some of the stories we've been reading have actually got quite deep messages in them, haven't they? Some, we read one about a kind of a little woodland character who had a kind of almost like an OCD, and we talked about different kind of situations around that. So there's a lot of kind of deep wee messages, haven't there been, Lucas?
We've got to write our own stories to Primary Ones about Emotion Works.
Yeah, they were good actually. I've just been sitting reading all of those yesterday, and there's loads of kind of good wee messages in there as well. Anything else you've liked about Emotion Works? Is there anything that's kind of helping you at all? Because obviously you guys are thinking about your transition up to high school, and there's loads of feelings and things going on there. Is there anything else that's really helped you, or anything at all to do with Emotion Works that you've liked? Yep.
I feel like it's helped my mum, since she, every year I go like older and in a higher class, she always like bubbles her eyes out.
Right, okay. Anything else you can think of kind of to do with Emotion Works? Obviously it's just our first year.
It helps me to like think harder, because it's hard to think like what's happened, like when we're trying to write.
Yeah, and it's quite good in terms of laying out exactly, because you might think, right, this is kind of what I'm thinking, but I can't maybe put it into words, or I can't figure out why I behave the way I behave. So it's quite good in that respect, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, guys. So This is going to be our last podcast of the year, obviously, because we've only got a couple of weeks left and it's going to be very busy in the next few weeks. But all I wanted to say for you five, thank you very much for your attendance today and for doing the podcast with us. Is there any last Christmas wishes you would like to send all our listeners, Lucas?
I hope you have a good Christmas and enjoy.
So, thank you very much for listening, everybody. We've just been looking. We have listeners from all around the world. Let's just have a wee final look. We have listeners in Germany, Finland, Belgium, France, Thailand, India, Qatar, the United States, Singapore, and of course the United Kingdom. So thank you very much to everybody for listening to these first four episodes of A View from the Wood. And we'll be back with you soon in the new year. Bye, everybody.
Bye.